and empowered for this season. To be anointed with divine grace means stepping into God's favor, His strength, and His Spirit. It's about walking boldly even when the world doesn't see your potential, because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is
be glad and in. Come on. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Come on in. Hallelujah. Father, we just bless your name. We just bless your name right now. Father, we declare and decree that we shall not be moved. Father, we will, our glory, go forth in the power, the anointing, and the grace of the one and only living God. Father, we declare and decree, and we count it done. Father, we receive it, and we say, it is so. Father, we declare and decree, it is so. Come on now. Type that with me. It is so. Come on. Come on, get on in here. It is so. We are in. Listen, it's 5785, okay, which is God. Now remember, we are in God's timing, okay? Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to sow, and a time to harvest. When you understand right now that you are in God's time, to harvest. Oh my God. I'm trying to get this to somebody right now. You are in God's time to harvest. Okay, I'm going to say that one more again. You are in God's time to harvest. Woo, my God, my God. It's your time to harvest. It's your time to harvest. It's your time. I just got it. That's in my spirit. It's your time and season to harvest. This is your season of multiplied and abundant grace, okay? You are in your time and season where God is saying right now, and let's just get here, Romans chapter 5. I just want to encourage you today, amen, Romans chapter 5, verse 20, that listen, that according to what God said, He says, moreover, the law entered that the offense or sin might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Grace, the grace of God, God's supernatural presence, influence on your life to do what He, man, you were already given the tools to prosper and be successful. And then He empowered you with His grace. Oh my God, His grace, His supernatural on your natural. Oh, come on, somebody. I wish I had somebody with me today. Come on now. Can you say it is so? Come on now. It's your time and season. It's your time. Listen, you are going to harvest where you did not reap. I mean, where you did not sow. Oh my God, Deuteronomy talks about that you will reap in areas where you did not sow. Oh my God. Why? Because now here's the thing. You don't know which seed of the harvest is going to be coming in, but it's going to be coming in so much that it's going to seem like you blew up overnight. But God is saying, no, 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 no. This is what you've been doing. This is what you've been sowing. And when I said in Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Now is your time. That harvest after harvest after harvest, I want to get this in your spirit, that harvest after harvest after harvest is going to enter into your kingdom. This is going to be the time. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. See, some of you have been dealing with financial setbacks and financial restraints and where it just seems like, oh, my God, every time I think I'm getting ahead, or something else happens to my finances. No, 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 no. You're going to begin to, listen, get ready. Listen, you go ahead. It's going to be like you got insider information. The Lord's going to start telling you what to do with your finances. And then all of a sudden, you're going to start having increase. Oh, my God. You're going to start having, oh, my God. Woo, somebody, oh, my God. Hey, Teddy, Walko Shot. Come on now. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Come on now, type it is so, I receive it. Type I receive it, it is so. Oh my God, listen, listen, listen. Oh my God. The Lord just said, someone has been looking for the right investment to sow into. I just heard the Lord say that oh my God, keeps something to write with and write on next to your bed, because he's going to show you something in a dream. He's going to show you an investment in your dream. And if you'll just do it and sow exactly how much when he tells you to do it, it's going to cause, listen, it's going to cause your children's children to be set up. And you'll never have to worry about money again. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. So which means if you're hearing this prophetic word, you can receive the harvest of this word. Oh, come on now. Oh, my God. Why? Because the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Listen. The Lord just said he's been telling someone, high glory, that there is an idea that you were already supposed to trademark. Because the harvest getting ready to come in, do the paperwork, pay the money to have it trademarked and patent, whatever it takes, and reap the harvest. Because if you do it now, he'll make sure that this season, 2025, high glory, woo, my God, 2025, you will receive your harvest. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Woo, my God, listen. Oh, my God. Okay, listen. Okay, I got excited. I'm sorry. I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Now, listen. This season, 2025, the Lord said, it's your season that you are anointed with God's divine grace. Now, this is something different. It's not just, unmerited favor. We're going to find out that, according to the word in 1 Samuel chapter 16, when Samuel anointed David as a young boy, not even a soldier, growing up, learning how to be royalty. He was anointed king, priest, and warrior of God all at the same time. Why? Because God's divine grace, his divine selection. Listen, you're going to find out that, oh, my God, woo, my God, that this is the season that you are the called, the divinely selected and appointed. I wish I had somebody that would type, I receive it, it is so. Let me know you agree. Come on now, we going here. Where's my shofar? Here we go. Let's go to this word. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground, and we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, this is your time and season that you are the call. Romans chapter 8, okay? Let me just let you know, okay? You are the call, okay? Why? Because your purpose is what qualifies you. No, your purpose is what causes you to be called, but you being endued with the divine grace calls you to be selected and appointed, okay? Romans chapter 8. Okay, let me just type this here for Instagram. Romans chapter 8. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Romans chapter 8. This is why the enemy has been trying to discourage you, to keep you from believing who you are. You are who God says you are. Oh, my God. You are whom God says you are. Trying to get this in you. Come on. You are whom God says you are. Here we go. Romans chapter 8. Look at verse 26, 27, and 28. Here we go. I'm going to type, I receive it. Okay. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. Okay. Hold on here. I believe we're going to go into a prophetic moment, so I'm going to change. Here we go. High glory. There it is. Likewise, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is capital S, helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit itself, makes intercession. This word intercession right here in the Greek is a Greek word, the huperin tunkan. My God, how do I say this? Hold on. Huperin tunkano of God, which means to intercede for one. Okay? He's interceding for you right now. With groanings and like moanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, okay? The mind, the soul, because he makes intercession for the saints. According to what? The will of God. Everything that God's going to do in your life in 2025, your season that you are anointed with God's divine grace, everything he's doing in this season and time is going to be because, woo! Of God's will. Oh, come on now. I'm trying to get this in your life. Woo, my God, you are. Come on now. And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. The called is, in Greek, divinely selected and appointed. This is why you're going to be anointed with God's divine grace. Why? Because you are divinely selected and appointed. Come on now, someone type, I receive it. Woo, my God, type it right now, I receive it. You've been divinely selected and appointed for such a time as this. It doesn't matter what happened, doesn't matter what looks like. Sometimes God has to allow you to go through some things so he can let you know he's been with you all the time. And sometimes, unless you do it God's way, you cannot receive the harvest. So let's go here. Our glory. The next thing that God wants you to understand, that he already accepts you, and you must accept yourself. Okay? It's called the grace of acceptance. God has already accepted you, okay? Yes, come as you are, but as you start walking with the Lord, stuff you're going to change just because you long for the relationship. And whatever God tells you to get rid of, you will. Ephesians chapter 1. Come on, let's go here. Ephesians chapter 1. I just want to encourage you this morning. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings. See, God does everything. Okay, the kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. God does things by spirit first in the heavens, then it manifests in the natural. Are you okay? Does that make sense to you? Okay. He has blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Okay. In verse 6, for time's sake, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. He has made us accepted. He accepts you as you are. And as you walk with him, you will conform to the image of Christ. Why? Because you were in Christ before the world began. And you are going back to your original transformed self. So now that brings us to right here. Woo, when you understand right now that 2025 is your season, high glory, is the season that you're always going to have, but it's also the season, here we go, you're anointed with God's divine grace. 1 Samuel chapter 16, and we're going to end right here for today. Someone type, I receive it, it is so. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Come on, let's go here. Then we're going to sow our seed, amen? 1 Samuel chapter 16. Here we go. And he said, starting in verse 10. Look at what it says. Again, Jesse made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel. Samuel came down from the mountain and told Jesse to bring his sons before him because one of them was going to be anointed king of Israel. And again, Jesse made 7 of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? Are these all your children? He said, there remains yet the youngest. And behold, he keeps the sheep. David was not only the youngest, but he had the worst job you could have as a son. He was the sheep herder. Oh, come on now. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and fetch for him, for we will not sit down till he comes hither. Pay attention to what Samuel said. We will not sit down until he gets here. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy. This word ruddy in the Hebrew is the admone of, it means red, ruddy, red haired, okay? And he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look at. So he was handsome. He was puny, small, red headed, but he was handsome. Oh my God. And the Lord said, arise. Now, wait a minute. Samuel said, we are not going to sit down until he gets here. But God says, arise. That means now rise up to where I am so you'll understand what I'm doing. Arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord, God's divine grace, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Listen, the Holy Spirit, when you're saved, you receive the whole kingdom and the Holy Spirit within you. But until it gets up on you, you cannot do the work. This is why this is going to be the season that you go get the work done. Why? Good morning, daughter. When you understand, according to what he says right here, when he anointed him, which means to smear, to cover, to smother, to submerge with the anointing oil, that the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. David fought wars. David was chased by Saul, and nothing ever happened to David. Why? Because he was anointed with God's divine grace. And in this season, it's going to be your season that you are anointed with his divine grace, and it's going to activate. Listen, it's going to activate God's divine kingdom purpose in your life, which is going to cause everything in your life to change. Come on now, someone type, "I receive it. It is so." So listen, in this time and season, you will be about the Father's business, okay? So listen, get your seed ready. Amen. Get your seed ready. Because what's going to happen right now is we're going to sow our seed. The Bible says that I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Then he says in Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So if you want this divine grace poured in your life, then you must do what the Lord says. He says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. Okay? So listen. You can sow a couple different ways. You can sow straight into the ministry using our PayPal, Restored MININTL. Use your smart camera and scan the little QR code and go there, or the Zelle at restoredmintl@gmail.com. Okay? And the next way is what's called the teruma, is when you sow the seed into the hand of the priest and prophet of the ministry. And it's now listen, it's called in Hebrew teruma, according to Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30. And it says that the first of all first fruits, okay, the first fruit, that means you give it to God first, of all things, the first of all, see, the power of all, and every oblation, that word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma, of all, of every sort of teruma, shall be the priest. You shall also give the priest the first of your dough, so he, the priest, may cause, may prophesy, speak the blessing to rest in your house. See, when you sow the seed into the hand of the priest or the prophet, oh my God, oh my God, hey, glory, in your life, now you open up the mouth of the prophet and priest, and God honors what the prophet and priest speaks over your life. So when you sow into my Cash App, $2 Prophet MD Bryant, to my Zelle, or into my PayPal, now you are activating the power of the teruma, where God honors the mouth of the prophet that speaks the blessing over your life. Lift your hands right there. Father, I thank you, Lord God. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. I declare and decree the blessing of the Lord is activated in their life. Father, you are activating your divine grace. They are anointed with your divine grace to operate through your kingdom power source, to have sweatless victories in 2025. I declare and decree every financial blockage and hindrance is destroyed. Father, I declare and decree that physical ailments, infirmities, and diseases are destroyed. I declare and decree, woo, peace and joy is their portion. And Father, I speak vengeance from the haters over their life. Father, I declare and decree everyone that has smiled in their face and stabbed them in the back, you shall deal with. Why? Because the Bible says vengeance is the Lord. Father, I declare and decree, oh my God, where it seemed like they weren't being helped, you said, I will restore all the years. Father, I declare 4 different ways harvest coming in their life today in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen and amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss Sunday morning with me and Prophet Tanya as we do the Hour of Power, 7:30 Mountain Standard Time. Be blessed.